Well, we're expecting thousands of people to come into the city for our finale voyage of Suniva tomorrow night, Night of Two Moons. We will have a procession starting from the top of Queen's Quay at 9 o'clock that will make its way down along Queen's Quay and McFarland Quay to where the Phoenix Toll Ship is berthed. It's a spectacular procession. We have incredible aerialists over, so you will see these two floating moons in the sky as such, with incredible acrobatics going on and a whole story being weaved out through the night from 9 o'clock through the crowd. Basically, the story of Suniva is that she was a medieval Irish queen who took to the sea with her followers to save herself and them from the Vikings that were coming to get them, and she trusted in the sea and the moon to guide her to safe passage, and she ended up in Norway. She's actually a Norwegian saint, and she's a saint for a lot of maritime community, and a lot of mariners would know well of her. So basically we'll have lots of little boats, including then the clipper yachts will go out onto the water, and that will be a parade of light that will happen from 9:45 until 10:45. We're really excited about that, and the wonderful thing, I suppose, regarding that element is that we have got a local maritime and boating community involved as well, and it's boats of all shapes and sizes that will be illuminated. We have Lux have an amazing lighting designer that is then going to have synchronised lighting effects on the water with all of these boats, providing a canvas for that effect. And at 10:45, Suniva will come up the foil in her tall ship, and when she turns at the bridge, that will start an incredible pyrotechnics display and fireworks display as they all come back down the river. That will be really, really pretty.
Sounds amazing. And can we expect fireworks coming off from the Peace Bridge as well? Is the Peace Bridge involved in any way?
The Peace Bridge is involved. There's going to be waterfall fireworks going off there. So when Suniva turns, everything will start to light up. We've got fireworks on the water as well. So yeah, quite a spectacular sight planned for that there. And great anticipation about the whole event. We have got obviously a lot of restrictions in place that we're asking people to work with us for. Obviously, due to the crowds that we anticipate arriving, we would ask for people to adhere to the video messaging signs as they come into the city at entry points, and to follow directions for traffic and travel. There will be park and stride facilities at Fort George and also at Everington. We will have the Peace Bridge closed due to that waterfall pyrotechnic display from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock. And we will also have to have a short road closure from Queen's Quay down as far as Council Roundabout from 9 until 11 onwards. It will facilitate the crowds and enable better viewing and a safe atmosphere. And so that's what we'd say to people to go with it. There's also a disability drop-off point. If you come back round the back of Smith's Toys down to the quay, there's a disabled viewing platform. I would also advise people obviously to get early that want to avail of that facility, because it has limited
space. What time would you advise the entire crowd to start arriving from?
I would say for trying to get into the disabled viewing area, for people to be around from 8 o'clock, 8:30, because people will be trying to get into position from that. And you will see activity on the water and down along the quay from 9 o'clock. There will be lots to people animating the whole zone from 9 o'clock, with boats going out in the water and starting to line up from 9:15, with a full parade of lights starting at 9:45. So lots to see and do, so come early, dress warm, be sensible, use the facilities. There's also all the other car parks throughout the city centre will be open as well. There will be lots of staff and stewards on hand to advise and help with information points and toilet facilities throughout the festival zone. So we're hoping for a very safe and happy and spectacular event for everyone.
And people will want to know where the best point is to stand. Do you have any advice that way?
I really do think that you will see the spectacle quite well from the top of the Peace Bridge all the way down to Sainsbury's, because of the level of animation that we have weaving through the crowds. The heliospheres are very dramatic and they're very visible even from a distance, but they will make their way through the crowd. So vantage points are all along the river. Usually the fireworks are near Mama Masala. Queen's Quay will be closed, so that will facilitate a larger crowd, which is great for everyone. Come early and get your vantage point sorted out, and it should be a great night for everyone.